The Executive Chair on News Talk.
And it's my great pleasure to welcome to the Executive Chair, Paul Young. He's the co-founder and creative director at the Cartoon Saloon. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby. Yep.
Now, Paul, I'll talk about Cartoon Saloon in a minute because it's a wonderful business that you've grown here with your co-founders and colleagues in Kilkenny. But you're a creative man and you originally hail from Boyle in County Roscommon. Tell me a little bit about your creativity. I know you worked, you studied in Ulster University, but you also, what did you study in Ballyfermot College?
Yeah, so when I was younger, I left school at 16. Well, I did my Leaving Cert at 16 and went up to Belfast and did art and design, which was a little bit like illustration and design. And then a part of that was like film studies. So I did a lot of film studies during that as well. And then I discovered that it was Ballyfermot Senior College for Animation. So I thought, well, there was a lot of people getting employed by Disney Paris at the time. They'd opened up a studio, and I thought if I could earn a living drawing every day, even though I still did cartoons because I love political cartooning and stuff like that.
So, did you do that as a child? Was that something that you did?
I'd get a bit in trouble in school for drawing over all the books, exercise books, all of the white spaces. Every white space I'd fill with some sort of drawing of a teacher or something like that. Big into it. And thankfully, my parents were really keen. My brothers and sisters were quite sporty, and my dad managed Roscommon actually at one point.
So he's
a big footballer, Sean Young. I thought it was great. So I never was quite into the football or any sports like that, or hurling. There's no hurling in Roscommon. But he said, Paul's into the drawings, so he'd stick up my drawings next to the trophies that my brothers had learned. So there was good encouragement there to keep drawing,
And you actually worked for a while, did you not? You say you've always been self-employed, but you worked doing caricatures on the beach in Greece.
Yeah,
now one of my school of life stuff.
We some of my friends from Boyle, actually, we decided to take off to Greece when we were quite young on a summer holiday with the guarantee that we had a job. Of course, when we showed up, there was no job. And so we were sleeping on the beach for a while. So I started working at a Slovakia shop. If you've ever been to Greece, they sell these Slovakis. But I noticed these Ukrainian guys on the other side on the beach who were doing portraits. You know, they had lights and everything. And they were earning loads of money about all the tourists coming back. So I quit the Slovakia job, the takeaway job, and sat with them and did caricatures of people as I went by. And I was earning money for our rent every night. So I was supporting my mates about a month in Greece.
Tell me then about Cartoon Saloon. Why did you choose Kilkenny? How did it end up here? And you've got a 25-year history book now that you've brought in to show me.
So you're
25 years here.
Yeah.
But how did that all come about?
Yeah, well, Tom Moore, who I started the business with, along with Nora Toomey, we met in Ballyfermot. Tom's from Kilkenny, along with Ross Stewart, Aidan Hart at the time. And a great man, Michael Kelly, who set up Young Irish Filmmakers here, which Tom was involved with. Kids coming in, shooting movies in the summer and at weekends with their given cameras to do that. And then he had space for us. So we joined for rent free for about a summer to come down after college. Tom had this ambition to make a movie, which was Secret of Kells. At the time, we thought maybe a short film, but we realised it would take you as long to raise the budget for like a half hour film than for a feature film. So we went for the feature film. So that we brought about 15 of our schoolmates from Ballyfermot
down here,
down with us on a kind of fosse. At the time, we were helped set up what was called a Millennium Arts and Culture FOSS Scheme Fund, which gave us about £100 a week support.
Wow.
As a sort of training thing, which we created this basically FOSS training skill to make this movie, to develop this movie. And at the same time, we were doing like CD-ROM animation and like back in the day, do you remember you get an e-card in your email, like happy birthday? We were doing that for a company in California and different places. So we would do like subsidize our development of Secret of Kells, the feature film, with little jobs like that.
With whatever you have to do. And tell me about the world of movies, of animation. Mm-hmm. How influenced are you and the 170 odd people that you have working here in Kilkenny about what's going on in Hollywood?
Yeah, well, actually, right now, I mean, one of the best advice we got was to always show up at all the markets. So my job in the early days was like traveling salesman. So I went to all like the Cannes market or Berlin, and just to try and see where we can get the money for our film, because I had to sort of jump in the deep end a bit and meet people. So we had to keep up. We realised you couldn't really get all the budget for a film just in Ireland from RTE or the Film Board, which were great supports, but it costs a lot of money. It takes you about 4 years to make a feature film, an animated feature film, like 12 drawings a second, a team like that of about 175 here. And then we went abroad and met a lot of people in the different markets, and LA was a big part of that too, having to travel there. Big part when we got nominated for the first film, that was a great boost, and then meeting people there to try and get investment.
And it's great to see a creative business such as this. 173 people here.
Yeah, and on top of that, we've a company called Lighthouse as well, which we set up with a Canadian company, and they have about 185. So there's a bunch of animators
all
in
right.
town now.
Yeah. Well, listen, keep doing what you're doing. It's a real pleasure to see you again. I met you many years ago.
Yeah.
And that's Paul Young there. He's the creative director at Cartoon Salon.
Right,
well
thanks,
done.
Bobby.
Big round of applause. All right. Well, that brings us to the finale, folks. What a wonderful day we've had here at the River Court Hotel in Kilkenny as part of the News Talk 2026 summer tour. Big thanks to ESB, Ireland's largest EV charging network. Now, I want to thank the team quickly, our weekend editor, Emma O'Shea, our producer today, Kathleen Keane, also Aoife Breen, producer, Kate Gunnell, Ben Sweeney, Steve Daunt, Hugo De Silva Scott on sound. Remember, you can listen to any of our today's items on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll have a best of later this evening. Pat Kenny is up next, but now it's time to reintroduce the Lincoln Skins. They're a really, really cool band. Thanks for coming out this morning, lads. I really, really appreciate it. And they're going to finish now with a great number, a Don Henley number, if I'm correct, The Boys of Summer. Take it away, lads.
Nobody on the beach, a feeling in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, although I know you're not home. I can see you, your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair combed back and your sunglasses on, baby. I can tell you my love for you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.